Let's pray and just give thanks to him, setting our hearts in the identity that he has given to us. And let's pray also that God will bring that to others this weekend. So Father, thank you. Thank you that you are a good, good Father, who even in the midst of the ways that we wander, have wandered, maybe even in the midst of wandering as we are here this morning, as we are watching or listening this morning. God, I thank you that you bring us back to our senses and you remind us of who we really are in Christ. God, I pray that in the confidence that comes from being a child of the King, a son or a daughter of our good Father in heaven, that we would come hearing the words, not of condemnation, not of you deserve to just be a servant. Yes, you are forgiven, but you just deserve to be a servant. If you're not worthy of the forgiveness of God, Lord, may we hear your word over us today. You are worthy. My son has made you worthy. Come. Come fully. Come boldly. Come to me. Come to me. And may we worship in joy and in celebration because you have made us worthy. You have given us the spirit of sonship and daughtership. You have made us your dearly beloved children. Thank you. And Father, for the opportunity that we have to share through service and through word that good news this weekend at Fall Family Fun Day, God, I pray that it would be more than just a fun event for the community, but it would be opportunity for us to say there is a God in heaven who loves you with an everlasting love, who has made a way for you to come home. Come home to him. God, I pray for divine opportunities of conversation. Lord, for everyone that would come, that would sense the presence of God here in this space, and that you would use us to be your hands and feet, to be your mouthpiece of good news. Thank you, Lord, for the good news. The good news that we belong to you. We lift our praise to you in response. You, the one who is our good, good Father in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's children said together, amen and amen.
I invite you to stand and join us in worship.
To this.
wonderful and beautiful. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal. Psalm 9, verse 10 says, "Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." So if we can, even as we are, we know the name of Jesus, can we just declare some of his names and let that just build up the trust within us? What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, trust Him, how I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Old things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead are breathing in life again. You cause your sun to shine on darkest nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. The hopeless have found their hope. The orphans now have a home. All that was lost has found its place in you. You lift our weary head. You make us strong. Instead, you took these rags and made us beautiful. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Hearts adore. Hearts adore. Your love before him. Our affection, our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion poured out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion poured out on store. One more time. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Jesus, we pour all of our devotion out before you because you are worthy, you are holy, you are beautiful and wonderful and powerful. You are even more than all of the things that we have sung this morning, more than our words could ever describe, more than our hearts could even fathom. But we thank you, Lord, for the glimpses of your glory that you have given us, and we respond with devotion and love. And Lord, as we look into your word this morning, would you give us, bless us with even another glimpse of your goodness, your love, your mercy, and your righteousness. And we trust that you will. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a God who loves to reveal yourself to us. We pray this in Jesus' beautiful, wonderful, powerful name. Amen.
And amen. Thank you, both Leah and Michelle, for leading us in worship.